Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. There's been an arrest and a horrific domestic violence attack in the subway. 35-year-old Christian Valdez of Brooklyn taken in just before 11 p.m., now charged with attempted murder and felony assault in the attack on Ada Blake. She was shoved to the tracks as shocked strap hangers watched at the Fulton Street station.
The attack happening around 10:30 in the morning. Cops saying a man shoved his girlfriend onto the subway tracks, and then an arriving southbound 3 train cut off her feet. Strap hanger William C. was there, and he ran to help the woman. And what he found was gruesome.
And when I went down, I saw her in between the two cars. I kneel at the track to keep talking to her to make sure she's calm and she doesn't breathe too fast. She held a part of her flesh to show me that she might have lost her leg.
The woman was taken to Bellevue Hospital. Her boyfriend took off after the incident. Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Financial District.
National Guard members in the subway, but not long guns. That is the word from Governor Hochul, whose office says she ordered the change as the deployment got underway last week. Governor ordered hundreds of soldiers into the system to patrol and do bag checks. Media reports say she decided after the announcement that soldiers checking bags would not be carrying the long guns. Guard members deployed in other areas of the subway, though, may still have heavy weapons. Hochul announced a plan last week to flood the subway system with some 750 guard members plus 250 more police officers in an effort to make commuters and visitors feel safe. Dozens of arrests at pro-Palestinian protests in the city yesterday. New York Civil Liberties Union is slamming the police handling of the demonstrations. 30 people were arrested in Union Square, 21 in downtown Brooklyn, 12 more in the Financial District. NYCLU lawyer J.P. Perry tells 1010 Winds the NYPD is repressing the protests.
Protesters have a lot of rights to be out on public sidewalks. They often sometimes have rights to be in the street, depending on a number of circumstances and scenarios. For the most part, our position is that the NYPD should be permitting protesters to exercise their First Amendment rights.
No response so far from the NYPD to that criticism. At the height of last night's storms, a man was stabbed in the East Village. Police say the 58-year-old was wounded in the back at the intersection of East 5th Street and Avenue A just before 7 p.m. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Police are still looking for the attacker and have not yet released a description just yet. There's no word on what may have sparked the incident. And a day after posting a $91 million bond allowing him to appeal the massive defamation judgment from writer E. Jean Carroll, former President Trump may have opened himself up to a new claim. This is what he said while campaigning in Rome, Georgia. Didn't mention names, but it was pretty clear who he meant.
This woman is not a believable person. The judge knows this, but the judge is, in my opinion, he's a highly corrupt judge. You had to see the way he treated us in court. So I posted a $91 million bond, and the woman didn't even know when it happened.
A Manhattan jury found Trump defamed Carroll by continued social media attacks. Earlier, jury found that he did sexually assault her in 1996 at a department store. At least one legal expert says Carroll could sue again. Former federal prosecutor Shanlin Wu of CNN says Trump is the gift that keeps on giving to Carroll and her attorneys. No word so far if Carroll will launch a new action. Not a lot of fans for the new SAT, at least in New York. The all-digital exam debuted yesterday. Students told the Post it was the worst one yet. School administrators say there may be a reason for that. It's now an adaptive test, meaning the difficulty changes depending on how you do. So kids who are performing well will get tougher questions. Now, critics say that means the test is being dumbed down for kids who get easier questions, but the College Board says no. Some students say the math was the toughest part. Others, though, describe the reading and writing portion, as insane. There is one major upgrade. Students can expect to get their results in days rather than weeks.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.